The next patient is Mr. James Gorski, G-O-R-S-K-I. Clinical case of a 70-year-old white male that has a history of liver transplant associated to liver cirrhosis. The patient had alcoholic liver cirrhosis and hepatitis C, period. The transplant was done in 1997, and he has been immunosuppressed with the administration of CellCept, period. The patient was referred to this office by Dr. Toussaint, T-O-U-S-S-A-I-N-T, because of the presence of CKD stage 3B with the evidence of a elevation in the albumin creatinine ratio more than 500. Today he comes for a follow-up, and after the patient has been taking Kerendia, 10 milligrams every day, the serum creatinine came down to 1.86. The estimated GFR went up to 38 from 33. And the microalbumin creatinine ratio is down to 380. Period. Unfortunately, the patient is not able to afford the medication. Samples were given, and we are going to support as much as we can, and we also ask the patient to look for ways and means to pay for some of that, so we have a continued effect of the administration of Kerendia, K-E-R-E-N-D-I-A, period. The patient is feeling better. He spent the summer up in Indiana and came back. Number two, the patient has hypertension. The blood pressure today 115 over 75. We continue with the same approach. The BMI is 28.7. He has lost weight. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is treated with omeprazole. In the next visit, we are going to make the change. The omeprazole 2 famotidine if possible. Following number, this is a patient that is a liver transplant. As mentioned before, that was treated with only CellCept. We are going to reevaluate the case in April, and we'll make the necessary adjustments at that time. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 20 minutes in the face-to-face and explaining the dynamic changes, just looking for the possibility in this patient to save some money and we'll be able to pay for the Kerendia, and we will supply some samples, if possible, documentation 5 minutes.